guest comes straight from
my walk-in closet. Today we have Mr. Josh Van Zee on the show. We're going to be talking about the way that he came from nothing to something. Taxes buried him. He couldn't afford to eat. He's homeless, and he overcame it all. We're going to talk about that on today's show. It's a really, really, really cool story, and especially when everybody feels like they're backed into a corner and they can't get out. This is a really inspirational story of how you can. He's working hard. He's still trying to climb that mountain, but, you know, success comes with strife, right?
Absolutely.
So we're going to talk about that, get into some other things, and I forced him to do it. So thanks, Josh. Let's go ahead and roll that intro music. All right. So, Josh, thank you, man, for taking a few minutes to do this. You know, I know you didn't kind of want to do it, but the thing is, man, is that I want everybody to know that you're a business owner, right?
Yep.
And how long have you been one?
With this business?
Yeah.
It'll be going on 2 years this year.
You've owned businesses since you were, what, 21, 22?
Yep.
You're like your whole life.
Yep. Owned this business ever since it opened.
And so when you own businesses like that now, is it because you don't want to work for somebody else, or is it because you want opportunity, you want to give people opportunity? What makes you want to be a business owner?
To be able to give people opportunity.
More importantly.
To want it.
Yeah.
You got to want it.
Right.
Because I can't make somebody, but I wanted it.
And you still want it.
Yeah. That's why I quit every job, because I
didn't
they wouldn't give me an opportunity.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll go create my own.
Maybe that's my reasoning behind that. I haven't found the challenge that's right for me yet.
So with Josh, though, here's the difference. Like, I actually ran a business, too, that he had ran. We ran, like, the same type of business. The difference between me and Josh was he goes out there and he works it. Like, he works the shit out of it. Like, he owns a construction company now, and he goes out and works with those guys, too, as well. And he doesn't have to. He pays them a wage, right? You know what I mean? You don't have to go out there. You don't have to do it. But you do it for a reason. You know what I mean? To prove it. Now, the title of this episode was Taxes Buried Him, Couldn't Afford to Eat, Basically Homeless. You overcame it all, dude. So when I remember going back to Couldn't Afford to Eat, I remember you telling me a story when you used to eat crackers all the time. Remember that?
Yep.
So
give them plasma.
So explain that for a second.
Oh, I've been there.
Dude, like, well, because I was in that middle of that thing. I didn't want to work for somebody. I was trying to be picky and choose what I wanted, but
yeah,
I just kept applying for places, or got a stutter, but they just said, you need experience, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I had to give plasma and shit and lived in my car for a little while and ate crackers because that's all you could afford.
Right.
But
so eating
crackers. I had too much fucking pride to go work at McDonald's. So I was I can't do that. But I should have because.
Right, because you'd have ate.
I could at least eating hot dogs.
I ate a burger.
That's awesome. Some leftovers.
Cheese, man.
But I mean, and a lot of people would just fold there. They'd go home. They'd go home to their parents. They'd do whatever. There's still people out there that live with their parents because of things like that. You know what I mean? Like, I can't do it. No way. And, you know, but you stuck and stayed and made it pay in everything you did. And again, now the second part, dude, you know, we don't have to get too personal about it, but the IRS is kind of a son of a bitch, right?
They are.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
They don't give up.
You got to pay them, motherfucker.
And they don't give up. So now, like,
they don't have to.
Kids out there, guys, people who are trying to start your own businesses, pay your taxes when you do that, right?
Let's say don't fuck with the IRS.
Yes.
And let's say if you don't and you get buried, a lot of people crumble there. Josh, didn't that happen to you in a sense?
Yeah.
So you got, like, just, like, so behind that it was just, like, was it almost unbearable?
Yeah. It's like a weight on your shoulders because you can't get loans. They're continually taking down your credit every single day.
Wow.
It sucks. It's like a living hell,
and so
to be honest.
Dealing with that on top of, you know, eating crackers and going through different things in your life. And tell everybody what you're doing today.
Renovate homes, build homes.
Right. So he got his way out of that, you guys. Now, how did you get yourself out of it? Did you get it? You were able to set aside, save money, and then just put it all towards that? Like, you had an like a choice, right? Like, hey, I could just take all this money or I could pay the IRS. You know what I'm saying? So what made you take that decision and say, I'm going to do the right thing? Screw this. I'm going to pay the IRS and I want to do more. Because a lot of people would just take that money and bounce.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would have been easy to leave the state, go somewhere else. Because, if I wouldn't, like, say if I would have moved to even Nebraska, because I didn't overtax in that state. I would have could have started a whole new life, wouldn't have mattered.
But no shit.
You... I needed to get it taken care of because yeah. like it was haunting me.
Yeah.
I just needed to get done so I could just move on.
And like you, that's such a great point. I didn't realize that. You could have went to Nebraska or something like that and started yeah. over and not even cared about that other mm-hmm. thing.
And a lot of people would have done that too, I'm sure.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of people that do.
Oh yeah.
But I just couldn't do that because I just it would haunt me forever.
Pay your bills.
Yeah, it keeps coming back at you, man. Yeah.
And so he and again why we have him on too is like so he did that where he was so broke. Couldn't eat, and then the taxes got him so hard that he just wanted to start his own business again. Now, think about all these other people who, you know, are going to be knocked down so many times. And the reason why, like, for me, like, we had Brian Sterling on the show, too, earlier. He's also a business owner that we all know. I like to hang around people and have friends that, you know, be around people that I want to be like, people that I respect. And Josh, you are one of those people. He's a big time hard worker, but he'll never tell you that. You know what I mean? But he runs his businesses super fairly. Everybody gets a fair shot. It's awesome. But the best part of the story for me is how many times this dude has been knocked down and got back up. Dude, why do you keep getting up this many times? Like when the government was like, "No, Josh, you know what? You owe me like $20,000-$30,000 and like what made you be like, "No, I'm going to do it. I got it." Like, where does your faith come from?
Where?
Yeah.
I can't give up this early.
Right.
Shit. My mom died when she was 29.
Okay.
I just turned 30 this year.
Wow.
So like, wow. I'm a year older than she would be. And it's kind of, that's why I couldn't give up, because, like, she never did. Wow. And I could be gone tomorrow. But at least I got to take the shot.
It's beautiful.
You got to take the shot, dude. And like I said, it wasn't easy, because, like, my girlfriend hates me, and she'd probably hear this, because she knows. You can ask her anytime, dude. She was so pissed at me. I'm surprised she's still with me, even, because of all the late nights and weekends and shit that I had to do.
And what are you sacrificing right now when you say late nights? You say, like, because you're a business owner, right? Everybody in their mind thinks, yeah. Oh, he owns a business. He's rich. He ain't got to work or do nothing.
It's 7 days a week.
Right?
8 to 11. 8 to midnight. Could be 1 o'clock in the morning sometimes. Running to go do this. Running to go meet customers, you know? But I won't have to do that forever.
Right. And you know what? And to get your business off the ground, is that something that is a necessity to do?
Yeah. Like, I heard something from Gary Vaynerchuk. Do you know who that is?
Is he like one of the, like a motivational speaker?
Yeah. He's like Anthony...
Robbins?
Anthony Robbins and stuff. But he's very, like, real. He swears all the fucking time, so... He's like, fuck you, dude. I seen something the other day. He's like, some kid was talking to him. He had this thing on Facebook. He's like... Man, I just hate my job. You know, I just don't know what to do to get out of it. He's like, you just got to fucking do it. He's like, but, you know, I work 10 hours and I'm tired. He's like, well, then go sleep. Well, what do you mean? I want to, you know, what should I do? He's like, go fucking work the weekends, go work at nights, and go get it done. And then someday you won't have to. And like now, after 2 years, I don't have to. I choose to, because then I make more profit to put into my business to build it bigger, so that way I don't have to be out there
making
working
that cheddar.
Yeah, I'm only
making
30.
The money.
I'm not 50. My grandpa started construction when he was 45, and he had his first heart attack 3 years later. I don't want to fucking have a heart attack 3 years after this. So I'm like, dude, I'm only 30 yet.
Oh,
I
wow.
can do it now, and yeah, I don't have to be like that when he's that old.
Right.
He's 70 now. He can barely freaking walk.
Right. And like, he's still out there doing it, too. Yeah. That's the bloodline for you guys to understand, to kind of give a background on Josh. That's the bloodline that this guy has. You know what I mean? That they're all hard workers. So when it comes down to it, you have the company now. So what kind of jobs are you bidding on and are you doing? Like, when it comes to the jobs that you are working, do you get, like, big jobs? Like, are you talking, like, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000? Like, what, you know what I mean? What
yeah.
really goes into it?
Yeah, we got 3 of them this year already so far that I got lined up that are over $100,000. Those are additions where you're building, like, a big great room or a bedroom with a master bath and a master closet and stuff. Or you know, or we do something simple as we change out a window that costs $200 and it takes us an hour. So it's like $300.
That's awesome.
With all materials, you know, with the glue, the nails, screws, the window. I don't care. Just little stuff to big stuff. But you got to take care of those little people.
And then when you had little jobs to begin with, so you didn't just jump to $100,000 jobs.
No.
Right. So you did what, like your 5, 10, stuff like that?
The first
That's
one
not
happened
how it
this winter. Yeah. It was it was little jobs that would take a day. Some would take a week. And I was doing it all by myself till finally some guys were like, hey, oh, he's out there doing it. Well, you need help? Sure. Then they started coming help me, and the guys started coming in.
Right.
Yeah, now I got 4 employees. And
that's awesome.
You know,
that's
I hope
awesome.
To build it something bigger, but it's just take time.
That's great, dude. And so, and again, when you got like all the stuff going on, with when you had all the money in the back, like when you had all the money that you owed, and then you had all these things holding you back and all these things now, how do you feel like today? What would you give for advice to somebody out there like that was in your spot that owes money to the IRS right now, that wants to open a business, but they're like, fuck it, I just, you know what, no, like I can't do it, but they want it, and you know that they have the potential to do it, but they're just so beat down. What would you say to that person?
Go to work.
Is it that easy?
Just go to fucking work and forget about it. Like, you have to, like, be willing to do nights and weekends.
Okay.
For, like, a year or two. Just a year or two. Yeah. It doesn't mean you can't have fun. Doesn't mean you can't go out and party. Doesn't have to be every night, so you don't stress yourself out about, like, I need to be working. Because usually when you're at home, think about work. When you're at work, you're thinking about home. So when I was at work, I would just think about what I need to get done. And
right.
Now, I don't have to do that every night.
Right.
We can go hang out. Me and Courtney can go hang out anytime we want. Do anything we want, you know, not anything. I can't go buy a $1 million yacht or nothing like that.
Not yet.
You know, I could, but that'd be really financially stupid. But, you know, it just, I don't know, just go out and just fuck up a lot.
You fuck up, so the more you get, the more you get knocked down, the more
you learn from it.
Right.
You know, you learn about those customers that, you know, are a little hard to work with sometimes. It's not like a quick sales. Like, you know, you and me are in sales together in a business, and you know, it's just like a quick flip, you know, but this is like you work with the customers. And some jobs, like the $100,000 one we're doing right now, we're building an addition on that's 24 by 35.
Wow.
Almost the size of the original house, but there's just one room.
Wow.
And it's 100, and then we're redoing all the siding on their house, the shingles, all the windows, all the doors.
And you're so excited when he talks about this. Do you see his face light up?
Yeah.
Like, dude, and it's for, fun. It is like, and it's his following, his passion. That's
it changes everybody's house.
Yeah, completely. Dude. And like, you're following your passion. A lot of people get up and they go to work every day and they're like, I can't do this. I don't want to do this anymore. Like, they dread it. But you get up in the morning and I really know, Josh.
Throwing
that you,
tools and truck and shit.
Yeah, I know that you're stressed or whatever.
With no
but
tools, man. I had a hammer, some screwdrivers, and a
Hey, right here.
And now we got like 2 sets of everything.
Dude,
so.
And man, that's awesome. And I know that deep down when you get up and you're stressed out with whatever, but when you do get in that van and you're going in your truck or whatever, you're happy because it's you. Yeah. And it's what you want to be doing. Mm-hmm. And you could be doing whatever you want to be doing. Mm-hmm. And that's awesome. And do you wish that for everyone?
To do what they want to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the world would be better if we all did what we wanted to do?
Yeah. You know? Our thing for our... For Elite Renovations is turn your dream home into reality. Like, literally, I take care of the biggest investment most people make in their entire life. It's your home,
yep.
You know, or your business, right? It's your baby.
And how much pride do you take in that with people's
Everything,
homes,
man.
With their homes? You treat it like they're your homes,
yeah,
right? Because
they trust me with their whole entire livelihood.
Right, and Yeah, and that's it. So
I don't trust that many people, to be honest. You know? I don't trust my guys to show up every single day because shit happens in life, right?
Right.
You know, you have a car breakdown, kids sick, you know, got to go eat pizza at noon or something, you know, whatever it is. But, like, yeah, I take it really serious because I can change everything. You know, they save up their whole entire life for their house.
So with Elite Renovations too, is that one of those things where you made the name so you plan on maybe like doing a franchise or doing anything like that, right? Because you do want to be like Josh Van Zee Construction, or is that why you named it Elite Renovations? So eventually other people can maybe like, let's say I gave you a call. I want to run my own crew over here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you give that opportunity to people?
Yeah.
How does that work?
How does that work?
Yeah.
Because I can, you know, it's not Josh Van Zee Construction. Like, you wouldn't want to come to work for me, take your own business, and then have my name parading all over like Trump, right?
Right. Yeah, like, that makes sense. Yep.
I'm not greedy.
Right.
You know, I want to, we were in that business together with the sales and stuff like that. Like, the reason I got into that is because somebody told me I could have my own business someday. And it was an opportunity.
Right. And that's
so
why you stayed.
That's why I stayed for so long and tried my hardest at it because I had an opportunity, but there was a lot of people that, you know, that came in there, tried it out, but then they didn't see that opportunity because they didn't want it. You can make an opportunity out of anything. I mean, anything. Right. It'd be an opportunity to create a business, but you gotta have somebody's gotta be able to give you an opportunity, and then you gotta be able to put the effort in. Because you can go to a job and they could promise you the world, like, yeah, if you work hard, we'll make you a manager, we'll get you promoted and stuff like that. But really,
what would you say to the guy?
Would they really do that?
Right. And what would you say to the guy that just goes and gets the job and plays it safe and just goes that route and stays miserable? Is that anything that you, like, what would you say to that guy to just be like, you know what, take the leap. Just fucking take the leap, man. Just go for what you want to do.
Right.
What would you say to that guy? Like, because you were that guy. You can go, how many construction companies would love to have you right now?
A lot.
You know, and you have job offers, too, and you've had other ones for, you worked for a telecom community. Mm-hmm. Place. You're making upwards of $20, $25 an hour mm-hmm. in these jobs. Sorry to their personal business it's out okay. there. But you're it's making okay. money like that, and I want people to know that.
Yeah.
And you threw that away.
10 years ago, when I was 18, I started at $8.50 an hour.
Right.
Working for construction, doing concrete for the Children's Hospital in Sioux Falls.
Okay.
You know,
wow.
That's
so you got there.
So you had to work. I had to fucking work my ass off for it, but it was worth it.
And so what I'm saying is, a lot of people would look at you like you're crazy. Like, you what? Yeah. You gave up a 9-to-5 job. You're making 25 plus more dollars an hour with bonuses and vacation pay and all that stuff, and you quit. Why, Josh? Why?
Because they didn't want to give me an opportunity.
Were you miserable?
Kinda. And I had to show up every day, and I knew every day that I'd never have an opportunity to get anywhere else. So, and I was really scared to go start my own again because
yeah,
of what happened.
Yeah, but it's so much easier just to play it safe. Why don't you just play it safe?
Why not?
Yeah, why?
Because
you get a tons of life, don't you?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You get a lot of days until it's over.
The reason why I'm saying it like that is because if anybody's out there following their dreams or they want to do something, as much as you're going to get made fun of for it or poked fun for it or do whatever. I mean, I do a podcast in my fucking closet with my best friend, you know? So, but I do it because I love it. It's not going to go anywhere. It could go somewhere. Who knows? But the reason why I'm doing it is because it's something that I want to do and it makes me happy. And I, you know, I follow my life in that same way.
You gotta start somewhere, dude.
That same mantra. And so the reason why, again, I want to have you on, it's like, yeah, you were buried by the IRS. They had you by the balls. What, $20,000 to $30,000 to $40,000 you owe these guys? You had no food to eat. You had a business, then you didn't, and then you wanted to start a new business, and you couldn't do that because you owed money to the IRS, and you found out a way to pay off the IRS, and then you opened your own business, and then now you're doing it again, and you started out by doing $5,000 jobs, $10,000 jobs, and you did such a good job with those jobs that now you're getting $100,000 jobs mm-hmm. all the time, and they're just gonna go up from there,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's. Again, what would you say to that guy that hates his life and is getting up every morning and fucking is like, oh, if I go and see my boss today, I'm going to shoot the building. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
or I wish I was doing this. Or right? I wish I was doing that.
Yeah, I wish I was doing that. Like, but they don't do it because they play it safe. They're like, no, I got to play it safe.
Got my life insurance, got my kids covered.
Got my
covered
kids,
and shit.
Got all my stuff covered. I'm good.
Got
you know
bills,
what I mean?
Got car payments mm-hmm. and shit.
Maybe when I'm 80. I'll play it safe, you know, because
yeah.
I don't want to risk something then, but I'm young.
So when you do it like that, too, if you're risking it at any age, it's like you can't really achieve anything great unless you risk, unless you take some big risks. Unless you yeah. take a leap and you go and do something that makes you completely uncomfortable or out of the ordinary, you'll just be where you're at forever.
Yep.
And if you're okay with that, cool, great. And some people love getting up and going to work their own mm-hmm. place, you know, but... My friends, the people that I'm around, that I do surround myself with, I do say they all have their own plans of opening businesses, having businesses, already own their own businesses, want to go somewhere. You know what I mean? And I've always tried to surround myself with people like that. And I think you guys out there, too, with the listeners, need to as well. Because you definitely become a product of your environment, wouldn't you say? Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The guys you hang out with now, they're pretty much just your employees, right? Other than, like, this is a pretty... I mean, I saw Josh twice this week, and before that, I hadn't seen him since my wedding, and before that, probably almost a year,
yep.
because he's working that much, you know, and he's out there doing his thing, but, you know, so, yeah, so anything quick I want you to plug for sure.
Yeah, pimp your shit.
Elite Renovations, right? And what's your website?
EliteHomeRenovations.com.
What's your phone number, Josh?
553-605-553-1620.
So 605-553-1620.
Yeah.
What kind of work do you do for houses or anything?
everything.
Anything and everything?
Except for concrete.
Except for concrete?
Yep. I don't get into that.
No concrete. But if you were working on a house and doing everything and they asked you, hey, can you hook me up with a concrete guy, you got it their back?
Yep.
And then you could finish out the whole job?
Mm-hmm.
So you could pretty much take a toothpick and build a house?
Well...
you need duct tape.
Be a tiny fucking house.
You need duct tape too.
Be a little tiny house.
Oh man. So it is customary on the show. Every time we have a new guest come on, we have them take a shot of Hennessy, and we take a picture of that and we put it on the thing. If you want to take a little sip, if you want to, you can. If you don't want to, it's whatever. But Eric always likes to throw that up on the gram. So there's a shot. Oh, yeah. All right. Good one.
We got it good.
Good one.
Thank you.
Josh, man, thank you so much for coming on, dude. Again, that's Elite Renovations. Joshua Van Zee. You can find him anywhere. He's all over the internet. He's got tons and tons and tons of testimonials from customers. I can tell you personally, and all of our friends have had work done. He's done work on their homes. If you need anything and you're in the South Dakota, Minnesota, North Dakota area at all here in the Midwest, he's got your back. Again, that's at Elite Renovations. And anything else over here, Josh? What else you got?
Yeah, and if you don't even want to talk to me, you can just go to our website. Even you can design your own house. You can upload your picture on there of your house.
Wow.
Change the siding, roofing, window colors, and we're getting it so that you can do the inside. So you can just take a picture, do it all from home. And just send it to us, and that's what you want.
Now, guys,
you can get an estimate on it.
You can check with other
contractors, because then that makes sure that we're honest, and we're reliable.
Awesome.
I know that when we come there, it's gonna get done.
So again, this was a little bit about your story about who Josh is, and you know what? The reason why I wanted to bring that up, Josh. So if someone does hire you to do a job, I want them to know the man you are. And the person that you are. And so with Elite Renovations, again, you can go on the website, you can take a picture of what you want, and they can build your own house from however you want it built, guys. Think about that for a second. But any house you want, anything you have dreamed up, anything like that, these guys got it. You own a home already and you need new roofing, these guys got it. If you need a new siding, these guys got it. You want an extra room built somewhere, these guys got it. Again, that's Elite Renovations. Josh Van Zee, dude, thank you so much for coming on here today.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We're going to go ahead and throw this on all of your social medias. Again, that's Josh Van Zee with Elite Renovations. And, hey, we're the Wise Guys. We're out.
Peace.